Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday the 21st of October. German producer price inflation data for September is due, and it's expected to show ongoing deflation. German producer prices have been in deflation for well over a year now. This does not, however, say a great deal about the direction of headline inflation in the euro area, at least in the near term. Energy prices are likely to drive near-term fluctuations in consumer prices. However, producer price inflation is a better reflection of corporate pricing power than is consumer price inflation, because most companies sell to other companies, not direct to consumers. The deflationary tendencies certainly support the idea that the European Central Bank will keep on cutting interest rates. This morning, China cut an interest rate that serves as the benchmark for corporate and personal mortgages. The rate cut of 25 basis points was large by recent standards, but it had been clearly signalled in advance. This offers both an optimistic and a pessimistic interpretation. The optimistic is that this is a signal the authorities in China are determined to stimulate the economy, and more support will be coming in the future. The pessimistic interpretation is that monetary policy stimulus is probably of limited use. The weakness of domestic demand does not seem to stem from a high cost of credit or an inability to borrow money. Instead, demand weakness seems to come from a fear of the future and thus a desire to hold precautionary savings as an insurance policy. In this, the domestic demand position in China is a mirror image of what has been happening in the US, UK and Europe. Several US Federal Reserve speakers litter the calendar today. The noise is relevant because Fed Chair Powell's policy of data dependency has unnecessarily increased uncertainty in financial markets about the direction of central bank policy. The disagreement within the Fed, represented by the symbolic dissent at the September FOMC meeting, compounds that. Financial markets still expect rate cuts in November and December, but there are more questions about the pace of easing going into 2025. The US presidential race enters its final, somewhat frantic stages. At this point, economics has little to say in determining the outcome. Perceptions of the economy differ significantly from the reported economic data, and while the data will be revised considerably in the coming years, the reality doesn't matter much when compared to the stories that are being spun. Policy proposals are also getting limited attention from investors. There are questions about what either candidate would be able to pass through Congress, and there is uncertainty as to whether former US President Trump's proposals on trade taxes are serious or just a bargaining technique. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.